The latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect after several firearms were stolen from South County Sportsman in Lothian. Police say the suspect allegedly entered the business just after 11:30 Monday morning, pulled a gun, and told the clerk to open a display case to retrieve firearms. While the clerk was gathering the firearms, the suspect fired a round into the case, then put several guns in his backpack and left the store. A short time later, police say they saw a person matching the suspect's description, and they found a ghost gun and four 9mm Glock handguns. 19-year-old Aaron Whitley is facing numerous charges. Also in Anne Arundel County, they say new automated speed cameras are now up and running in six school zones. The new cameras are located at Belgrove Elementary School, Linthicum Elementary School, School of the Incarnation in Gambrills, Van Bocklin Elementary, Benfield Elementary, and Marley Middle School. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be up to Cade Povich to try to right the ship tonight as the Birds look to bounce back from last night's disaster against the Yanks.
High drive, right field. There it goes. See ya! A long home run for Bellinger. Four bombs by the Yankees.
Michael Kay with the call on the YES Network. 15-3, the final. New York blasting six home runs in all. Five off Kyle Gibson as the Birds' pitching woes continue. Tonight at Capital One Arena could be the night that Caps head coach Spencer Carberry wins his first playoff series as a head coach in the NHL. It's been a long journey for Carberry, 9 years as a player, never made it to the NHL, 13 years as an assistant coach before accepting the top job in D.C. The moment is not lost on Carberry.
I'm the same exact person that I was in South Carolina. I'm a better coach, I feel like, in terms of being thankful to be able to coach and be in this profession every single day. Just very, very fortunate.
South Carolina when Carberry was in the East Coast Hockey League. And finally, a Maryland Hall of Famer has passed away. The great Tom Brown, an All-American in both baseball and football in the late 50s and early 60s, was drafted by both the Packers and the Senators and was a two-time Super Bowl champion with Green Bay. He also holds the distinction of being the first player to hit a home run and win a Super Bowl in the same season. The next one to do it was Deion Sanders. Tom Brown was 84. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles try for a series win tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front headed our way with some rain by the end of the week, some cooler weather by the end of the weekend. Today, sunny and warm, 82. Tomorrow, 80 the high. Friday, a few showers, 86 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 67 degrees in Dundalk, 72 in Owings Mills, and 74 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Jim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Yeah, we were talking about the juveniles here in the Baltimore region, still completely out of control. But as I mentioned, it's not all on Mayor Brandon Scott, because you've got the juvenile detention or juvenile, DJS. DJS, Juvenile Secretary Vincent Schiraldi. Unfortunately, he believes somewhere down the bottom of his heart that releasing these violent repeat offenders time and time again somehow does these kids a favor. And I just don't get it. I don't get it. But Governor Wes Moore feels the same way. And now we're in this position where I'm sure even police officers don't even, I mean, they probably see kids that are out there on the streets doing things that they're not supposed to be doing. But it's like, you know, you could approach them, you could tell them to stop, and then, you know, having to engage them, I'm sure you're going to have to write a report or, you know, try to do something with them. But it's like, is it really worth it? Because you know that you can take them down, whether it's to central booking or even DJS, and you know that they're going to leave within, you know, a couple hours. And you'll see them right back out there. So as a police officer, is that really how you want to spend your day? Most likely not. I did want to mention real quick, when it comes to the Brooklyn Day mass shooting, I'm not sure if you heard, but Tristan Jackson, he was sentenced yesterday to 10 years. I think they said he will serve 5 years total. Now, Tristan Jackson was there along with two other people that were arrested. They were minors at the time. I think Tristan was just 18 at the time. And we knew that they shot, through the crowd. That's what we were told by the commissioner and others that investigated the scene. But we were also told that there were many shooters that day on Brooklyn Day. And, you know, you had at that point, I believe it was it 28 people shot, 2 people killed. And they still have yet to arrest anyone that they believe actually pulled the trigger that killed those 2 individuals. And so even though Tristan has been, you know, sentenced, the murderers still roam free. We have no idea where they are. And I recall Mayor Brandon Scott and others saying, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of this. You know, we're going to do it as fast as possible. This was over 2 years ago, and they're not doing it. They are not doing it. Now, we've had people that called the show that have speculated that a lot of this was gang-related and gang activity. We knew that night that Safe Streets, apparently they were there for the Brooklyn Day festivities. And right before the shots rang out, apparently Safe Streets had called it a day and they left. I don't know. Just the whole thing still seems extremely suspicious to me. And like I said, those parents that lost their 2 young kids, they still have no closure here. They have no justice. And it's great to see that Tristan is actually going to be, you know, held accountable. But again, according to Commissioner Worley, we're still looking for at least 10 other individuals that fired a gun that night. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, let's get a call here. Joe in Baltimore. Joe, you want to talk about Baltimore City and Trump before we move on?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Well, normally, Kim, I don't really call in about the Baltimore issues. I don't mind you asking questions. But today, you have been extremely disrespectful, and you want to talk about being appealing. Well, let me tell you why you're not appealing, Kim. You're not appealing because you sound like a mouthpiece for racism. You're not appealing because you call young people on dirt bikes animals when you don't even realize that there are white people on dirt bikes, too.
Well,
that's
no,
the problem.
Joe,
Don't cut me off.
We'll go back over them, then. Go ahead.
Okay. You're not from here. You're from Attica. You were born in Massachusetts, and you live in Baltimore County. You have no association with the city at all. Okay.
Well, I worked in the city for 8 years doing workforce development in West Baltimore and working with those in Gilmore Homes, but go ahead.
You did, Kim, and I'm going to give you credit for that. That's really good that you did that. But then somewhere along the line, you got lost. Okay, Terrell just gave you a great example of real people who you want to see upwardly mobilized, losing money and having to regress. And you have absolutely no sympathy for these people. These are the same people that you actually wanted to help then, right? But now it's like, oh, well, so what? The problem is, like he said, you associate yourself with Trump. And right now his administration is failing America as a whole, okay? Like, the fact that, and I know you have an Amazon addiction, the fact that he won't allow you to talk about transparency yesterday. He won't allow Jeff Bezos to put the actual amount that tariffs add to the cost of the things that you order on Amazon because it's a hostile political act. That's BS. That's BS. You want to talk about Maryland and Baltimore every single day. Before the election, when the election started, you talked about Trump two-thirds of your show was about Trump. Now you don't want to talk about it because you don't want to, it's nothing going on here. No.
A Trump topic is on my show plan every day. Okay? It's on there every day. So now you're saying I'm not talking about it, but I am talking about President Trump. I talk about him every day. A lot of it has to do with immigration. Yeah. But let's just go back here, Joe. You said I'm a mouthpiece for white racism. Please explain to me how that is.
You just called young people, mostly black, because you know you're talking about black people. You just called them animals because they ride dirt bikes.
That's not why I called them animals, because they ride dirt bikes. So let's go back. No, I let you speak. I'm going to speak now, Joe. There was a video that was posted on WCBM's Facebook page, and it is a family and other families in their cars being surrounded by these dirt bikers, and they're hitting and kicking their cars. I believe those individuals on those dirt bikes in that video, they were acting like animals. I absolutely believe that. Why would they do such a thing, Joe? Why would we allow them to do such a thing? If that was your car sitting at that stoplight, how would you feel about 50 kids on dirt bikes kicking your car?
I wouldn't like it, Kim. I wouldn't like it. But here's the thing. You're dehumanizing people.
They've dehumanized themselves. They don't act civilly. This is, I'm talking about those individuals specifically, Joe. We can't allow them to act like this and disrespect people's property.
This is not the first time that you've used words like this. I mean, you literally just told Terrell to go back to Africa. I mean,
Terrell told me he was kidnapped from Africa. I mean, how do you respond to that?
By telling him to go back?
I mean, he felt like he was kidnapped from the beginning. He was never there, right? I mean, like, this is how ridiculous this is for me, Joe. How do you respond to something like that?
That you don't respond the way you responded and expect a vote from him.
How do you respond to somebody that told you that they were kidnapped from Africa and put here as a slave? How do you respond to that, Joe?
A potential voter in your district that you
exactly.
For,
there's no, there, you have no response way. To that because that's foolishness. Uh-huh. You know that's foolishness.
What's foolishness, Kim, is that everybody's going to be paying more for everything.
Yeah, in the state of Maryland, for sure. We've got more taxes, more fees, and we can thank Governor Wes Moore and the Democrats in the General Assembly, which you guys, you and Terrell, don't want to talk about, but they just raise fees on everything. You're going to be paying $5 extra on just one tire. I mean, the whole thing, they've raised fees on absolutely everything. We've got businesses leaving because they're taxing IT services and data services. We're in a hole, a deficit, as far as, did you see the credit score now for Maryland? None of this has to do with Trump. But you guys like to talk about Trump, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But what they're feeling, those women at the deli that Terrell is talking about, they're going to be feeling the tax increase from here in the state of Maryland, not because of Trump.
Tim, come on now. Stop gaslighting. They're going to be feeling it from everywhere because of Trump and because of Maryland. Cool. You want to talk about fees? Great. If you want to criticize Wes Moore, you want to criticize Brandon Scott, criticize them. But then don't justify the stuff that's going on that Trump's doing. Because here's the thing. You say we shouldn't trust them because they're leading our state into economic turmoil. Why should we trust Trump? He's a failed businessman. He's not even the most successful billionaire. He's not. We got the richest man in the world telling him, hey, man, your policies are ruining us.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. Let me ask you this. Why did he win the popular vote in all 7 swing states if he's just that bad?
Because a lack of ignorant voters who don't want to vote, and because people spewing misinformation like yourself every day, gaslighting people, telling them, oh, things ain't as bad as it seems right now, but they were worse before.
So your life was better under Joe Biden. Is that what you're telling me today?
No, my 401k was. That's the truth Terrell spoke, and you didn't acknowledge that.
So your 401k was better. He's been in there for 100 days. He's been in there for 100 days. We talked on the show about tariffs and how there could be increases in prices, which I've said time and time again. But when you're talking about what you're feeling in your wallet today and even a couple months from now, you see the electricity bills have gone up. It's from things that have happened here in the state of Maryland. And that's the truth.
My electricity bill hasn't gone up.
Well, you're one of not many. You should be happy about that. Even property taxes are going up.
That's not an issue for me, Kim. The issue is that everything else is. Everything else is more expensive. I don't know if you tried to order stuff recently, or you're going to, I know you're going to order stuff in months. Don't worry about it. We'll have a conversation again when you're on Amazon and you're shopping for something and you realize that it costs more and the import costs more.
All right. Well, let me just say how hypocritical this is, Joe, because you said that there were some things that do not affect you. And yet the 401k, I'm not about to draw on it. And you're saying that I can't say that that doesn't affect me, but you want me. Well, you want me to just do what? Just to go with what affects you?
It's interesting that you say it does affect you, but you never bring it up. You act like ain't nothing happening. You act like everybody's pain they're feeling from their 401k. You know how many people on your show are retired? You know how many people are planning to retire on your show? They can't retire confidently when the money that they're relying on is shrinking.
And there was a show where we had people call in and say, I asked, how do you feel about the tariffs? How do you feel about what's happening? And there were people that called in and said, you know what? I know there's going to be some pain here in the beginning, but we're happy with what Trump is doing. And those are people that said, okay, you know, from their own mouths. I didn't say that for them.
Why should we be okay with pain, short-term pain, air quotes, from the tariffs? But we should really be upset about everything that Westmore and Brandon Scott are doing.
Because that's not short-term. That's not short-term, Joe.
Why
the taxes and the fees that they've raised here in the state, that's not short-term. That's long-term. We're going to be feeling this for quite some time. They close those energy plants, those coal plants. We're going to be feeling this for years in the state of Maryland. Unfortunately, we import 40% of our energy. That's not short term.
We import almost everything here, Kim. In Walmart, in Target, on Amazon, everything that you buy, we import from China. And they're not releasing the tariffs. And the president is lying about talking to China because he's trying to save face.
Well, Joe, I hope life gets better for you. I'm sorry that life under Trump is so bad for you. But I can tell you that there were a lot of people that were struggling under Joe Biden. A lot of people. And so, you know,
not as bad as they are right now. Not as bad as they're going to be.
Well, I've had people call in the show and they said that they're fine as of right now. That's all I could go off of is what they say when they call in.
So look, we'll have this conversation again. If they get worse, are you going to acknowledge that the fact that they got worse, or you just going to keep gaslighting people?
Of course I acknowledge it. We've talked about the tariffs. We've talked about this.
Talking about them. Don't avoid them, though. Don't call us out for not talking about Maryland, but yet you're not talking about
Trump.
But
you never talk about Maryland, Joe. You call and you talk about Trump.
I just talked about it today, Kim.
No, you said, yes, yeah, we should talk about it, but it is you say it is what it is. And you just said a minute ago, a lot of that stuff doesn't affect you. That's how you felt about it, Joe. Look, Maryland has been run into the ground. Maryland has run into the ground.
That you give Trump.
Even if Trump,
things are going to work out that you give Trump. And if they don't work out, see, I'm not one of those type of people who don't call a spade a spade. If they don't work out, I'm going to be like, you know what, Westmore, you did a bad job. I'm not going to gaslight people and say, no, actually, everything's all right. You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, Joe. All right. We'll talk, I guess, what we would have called back in about a month. We'll talk then.
We'll talk next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Joe. I mean, look, it's crazy to me because even if President Trump did everything right now, it doesn't matter if you live in the state of Maryland because the taxes and the fees, they add up to the point. Look, we're even paying for paper bags right now when you're leaving the store in Baltimore County. We've got so many taxes and fees in the state. Even if President Trump did everything he could to lower inflation on the national level, we still won't feel it in the state because of what Democrats have done in Annapolis. And so all of this, you know, people say, oh, or Joe saying, you don't talk about Trump enough. Trump isn't the reason why I'm going to be paying more on tires. Trump isn't the reason why my electricity bill is higher. Trump isn't the reason for any of the fees and the taxes that I'm paying currently. That's because of individuals in Annapolis. It has nothing to do with Trump. Joe Biden could be in the office right now. And I'm still paying more as far as taxes and fees because of the decisions that were made in Annapolis. And so that's my point with all this. Yes, you can point the finger at tariffs. You can point the finger at Trump. You can do that. But when you go to the bank, your bank account right now is affected by the decisions and policies in the state. And that's just the bottom line. You know, we talk about the blueprint, the Kerwin Commission. Jurisdictions are going to have to raise taxes because they still have to continue to pay for that. Meanwhile, when you're looking at the blueprint, none of it says anything about getting better results for children in their test scores. It's really about raising salaries for teachers and administrators. It's what the teachers union want. And so, again, the decisions made on the state level, those are the problems. that I'm looking at and that are affecting me personally. When we get back, looks like some people want to weigh in, of course. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I promise we're going to get also to the Youth Summer Engagement Program. Coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, highlights from Trump's first 100-day speech. Another day, another activist judge with a mindless ruling to stop the president's agenda.
You and your friends keep on playing punk gangsters, and we're going to land on you hard. You understand?
And a Democrat-run suburb where burglaries are up 450%.
Can I please have your attention?
Other than that, a great place to raise a family. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays. Noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Is it really 10:25 already? We're spending too much time on the phone. I'm just kidding. Of course, I love to hear from all of you, no matter which side of the aisle you sit on, which is great, I think, about this show. It's like, you know, we're all here to talk to one another. And as long as we keep it, you know, to a point where we can understand each other, not screaming over each other, I think that's great. We do have a topic with Trump today. Joe, I hope you're happy about that, because the question of the day, if you want to go to WCBM.com, I'll go ahead and give it to you because we're going to talk about it in the next hour. And that is it fair to require truck drivers to speak English? Again, that's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, and you can take part in that poll at WCBM.com. President Trump just signed an executive order that would require truck drivers to speak and read English. And I just want to know how you feel about that. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Are you indifferent about that? Like I said, we'll talk about that next hour in detail. I've got some people on the line. Kurt in Edgewater. Kurt, did you want to weigh in about inflation or President Trump?
Joe's a seminar, what Rush Limbaugh called a seminar car. Who is worse than inflation than Joe Biden? My God, everything's gone up 50% when Joe Biden was in, but yet Donald Trump's screwing everything up. And I just want to say the reason the people in Baltimore or any city don't like you is because you're not ghetto. They're ghetto. The cities are loaded with people that are more interested in being cool than they are in being smart.
Yeah. Yeah. No, trust me. That's how I felt about it, Kurt, for a very long time in my life. And it's not that everybody, you know, doesn't relate, because there are many people that carry themselves the same way that I do. It's just sad because, you know, unfortunately, we have glorified just so many of the wrong things as part of a subculture within Black culture. And it is very hard to compete with that, especially as a Republican. It's almost impossible. Kurt, thank you so much. Go ahead.
Joe Biden was absolutely terrible when it came to inflation. Food has almost doubled. Everything you buy is practically doubled. And yet, the problem is Donald Trump. I mean, these guys are clowns.
Yeah. Thank you, Kurt, so much. I hope you have a great week. Look, the prices of eggs went up significantly under Joe Biden. President Trump, I think around day 70, even before then, he got the price of eggs back down. But nobody really wants to give him credit on that. They still want to complain about other things. That's why it's kind of hard to take people seriously. I got Mike in Canton. Mike, you wanted to weigh in?
I did, Kim, and I'm listening to all these individuals calling in, and the stock market's down, and they're griping. But just a couple comments about that. Number one, they haven't lost money until they actually sell out. And I think you made reference to that about you're not selling out your 401k plan early. So I would urge them to continue investing. And number two, I want to reference the Donald Trump's first term. So when you look at the stock market, it actually rose 68% during President Bush's first term. So it's illogical for individuals to automatically assume that Donald Trump's bad for the stock market simply if we took a look at what the stock market's performance during his first term.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Mike. And yeah, it's tough to argue with people that just think otherwise and will not change their mind. Mike, thank you so much for calling in. I hope that you have a great week. All right. Thank you. All right. Coming up next, we are going to get into the Youth Summer Engagement Program, because even though we're seeing these juveniles being arrested, like I said, 16 of them over the weekend, many of them were released right afterwards. And unfortunately, we're still seeing a situation where the kids are out of control. And yes, those dirt bikers that were surrounding those cars and doing what they did yesterday, they act like animals. I'm going to call you an animal. That's exactly what I saw in that video. It had nothing to do with what color they were. They were acting like animals, and we've got to do something about it. Also, we have, like I said, to talk about the executive order that President Trump signed yesterday in regards to truck drivers. All that and more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We haven't seen anything yet, that from President Trump marking the first 100 days of his second term with a campaign-style rally last evening in Warren, Michigan. The president is relaxing some of his 25% tariffs on cars and auto parts. Mr. Trump says it will give automakers some more time to move production to the U.S. To counter the president's 100-day victory lap, Democrats engaged in speechmaking at the Capitol, decrying what they say is 100 days of anxiety-inducing turmoil. A Milwaukee County judge has been suspended by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the judge accused of helping a man to evade immigration authorities. Latest report from the Commerce Department on the GDP shows the U.S. economy shrank 0.3% in the first quarter. That has Wall Street sharply lower, the Dow down more than 450 points. SRN News.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be Kate Povich on the hill tonight for Baltimore as they try to move past the debacle last night at Camden Yard.
There's Ben Rice trying to make it three in a row. Driven out to right field. Laureano back, turning, looking. See ya. So back to back to back by the Yankees.
Michael Kay with the call on the YES Network, and for the first five to boot, all of Kyle Gibson making his season debut as the Yanks drain the emotion right out of the Orioles, 15-3 the final. After the game, a deadpan manager, Brandon Hyde, answering a reporter's question.
I'm pretty flat right out of the gate.
Is it hard to understand?
To understand why that happens as a club.
We give up 4 homers in the first inning, so I think that's pretty easy to understand.
Sure.
Guy says sure. Love that. Caps back in action tonight. They'll try to close out the Canadiens in 5 and may get back center Alexi Protas tonight. Head coach Spencer Carberry on where the 30-goal scorer can help.
Well, it could be a huge boost. I mean, he's been a huge penalty killer for us all year, especially offensively with his skating.
Puck drops at 7 tonight in D.C. Coming up in 30 minutes, another zinger from the manager. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
It is a warm day today. Temperatures will continue warm the rest of the week. A dry day, plenty of sunshine, 82 this afternoon. At night, we'll cool into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, a few clouds near 80 the high. Friday's our next chance for some rain, but only a few showers, 86. Better chance of clouds and rain Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promotes smoother, more comfortable joint movement. And right now, Rescue Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio coupon code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF. So call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. And speak to a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free of Rescue Glyco Plus.
BGE Smart Energy Savers Program can help your business take control of operating costs by covering up to 75% of the cost of qualifying energy saving upgrades. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/radio.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We're going to get into this youth summer engagement program. Does look like I have one caller on the line that wants to weigh in, and then we'll move on here. Tim in Dundalk. Tim, did you want to weigh in on some of the discussions that we've been having today?
Oh, God. Hey, you earned your money today talking to Joe.
I know. I don't know why I do this to myself. I don't.
I can't believe. I'm trying to figure out the whole time you're talking to him what universe he's living in, because it's got to be a parallel one. I mean, there is nothing that we're paying less for, and it's all because of the Democrats, whether you're talking about the state of Maryland or whether you're talking about the whole country, because everything went up during Joe Biden. I mean, forget about the $1.89 gas prices that Trump left them. You know, forget about good housing prices. Forget about everything. Look at how cars went up. They went up. They almost doubled. Yeah. I mean, and just the fact that he wants to talk about what Trump has done in the last 100 days, and what about what you know, our governor has done in the last 2 years? I mean, I'm paying more now to register my car to get my tags for 1 year than I was paying for two.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. There is, I mean, I don't, you can't argue with Democrats. I think it's brain damage or something, because the problem is there is not one thing that they want to, admit. I mean, what's this bill that that Moore just passed, you know, all the things that he's signing? Do you really think if he signs the bill for reparations, what do you think that's going to do for race relations? It's going to put it back 100 years.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, I never owned a slave. You know, you were never a slave.
No.
You know, most people, most black people here today weren't slaves, you know, and we're facing their policies right now, and this guy wants to talk about Trump's first 100 days. That's ludicrous.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, I'm in the same boat with you, Tim. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you sharing. Thank you so much. And yes, and I promise you, I did not kidnap Terrell from Africa. I don't know. Brian, the producer, was that you that took him? I mean, look, and I understand there's tons of text messages that want to go out to our callers that called it earlier. And, you know, trust me, guys, I get it. I get it. I guess I get to the point where it's just kind of like you can't argue with them, because no matter what you say, they're just not going to be satisfied and they're not going to agree with it. And Scott in Westminster texted in. He said, Kim, in the summer of 2021, gasoline prices reached $5 a gallon. Now gasoline is just under $3 a gallon. But Joe failed to complain about that. There's a lot of instances that you could point out. But I'm sure that Joe will then just come back with something else. And, you know, you wouldn't be sitting there all day long trying to convince these individuals that, look, a lot of what we're feeling today is because of Democrats. And that's just a simple fact. All right. The Youth Summer Engagement Program. It's the same summer engagement program that you saw last year. And this worries me in Baltimore because we saw how bad things got last year. Okay. Juveniles have been out of control for quite some time. And we were all talking about a special session. Governor Westmore, Vincent Schiraldi and friends, they didn't want to call a special session. The number of carjackings skyrocketed, not just in Baltimore City, but across the state. And they still did not want to do anything about it. Meanwhile, most of those individuals, carjacking individuals, were actually teenagers. So let's take a listen to what Mayor Scott plans to do this summer.
Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says his new youth engagement strategy will combat juvenile crime this summer, as a recent series of incidents has critics questioning whether that plan goes far enough. The mayor says he's building off of last year's plan. But Fox 45 News reported on several issues last year, including juvenile curfew violations and large crowds over the summer in Fells Point. Fox 45's Keith Daniels joins us live to break down that plan, but also the pushback it's seeing. Keith?
Well, Kai, first off, the mayor points out that this plan does not stand alone. He says it's part of an overall initiative to help reduce violence and crime across the city, including juvenile crime. But tonight, some pushback on the plan. In Baltimore City, a summer engagement initiative, part of Mayor Brandon Scott's plan to help crack down on juvenile crime. But as the summer approaches, deeper concern grows as the issue takes deeper root. Retired Sergeant Betsy Smith.
Is summer youth engagement a great idea? Well, of course it is.
Is spokesperson for the National Police Association.
I don't think anyone would dispute the fact that a busy kid is a less likely to get in trouble kid. But we've got to look at, and I'm very curious about, what type of engagement.
The mayor's measure comes as police say 16 teens were arrested over the weekend. Charges stemming from stolen cars, to handgun violations, to a break-in at a local school. Nearly a dozen of the suspects with prior arrest records. Questions now over if, in fact, the mayor's initiative can help curb juvenile crime.
While programs like youth engagement are good, I believe that the city and the entire state needs to look a lot harder at consequences. Teenagers who are afraid of consequences, like going to jail, may not commit crimes.
As always, Our goal this summer is to keep our young people safe.
The mayor, with other city leaders and partners standing with him, announced this year's summer engagement plan last week. Highlights include Monzie's youth engagement workers on the streets for an extended 25 weeks, a youth connection center located at the Inner Harbor, where youth will be transported if out after curfew, and extending rec center hours.
This year, we're building on our approach from the past two summers, combining proactive ground level engagement with programming that helps young people enjoy their summer.
All right. So Mayor Scott's plan for this summer is the same plan he had last summer. I went through it bit by bit, and there's actually nothing that has changed. He said 8,000 kids have already signed up for Youth Works. I will tell you, those 8,000 kids, they're not the criminals. Those are not the animals that I'm talking about on dirt bikes in the middle of the street. Those are kids that actually want to go to work and earn some money the legal way this summer. Those are good kids. Now, when you put this in perspective, he's saying 8,000 kids signed up for this Youth Works program. When you go to look at the number of students in the Baltimore City Schools, this is just those enrolled, 75,995 students. 75,995 students. So you might as well just say 76,000. Only 8,000 have signed up for the Youth Works program. All right? So you're looking at about another 70,000 that have not entered the youth program. Now, some of these kids are a lot younger and wouldn't be in that program, but I guarantee you 8,000 isn't going to make a dent on this. But I'm glad that they're going. I'm glad that the Youth Works program is there for them to attend. Now, I also noted where he said he was going to take some kids that were violating the curfew down to like this holding center that they'll have at the Inner Harbor. They did this last year and it didn't work. And I recall the time where they had some of the Safe Streets workers picking them up. I think that was 2 years ago. They were picking them up in the Safe Street vans, those that broke curfew. And if you recall, there was a time where one of the vans, they tried to pick up a couple of 15-year-olds at the Inner Harbor, and they ended up busting out the back window. Remember that? They took some kind of bar or something and busted out the back window of the Safe Streets van. And, of course, they didn't pick up anyone. We also learned, because I think it was McKinsey Frost that was doing the report on this, but we also learned that those facilities where they were supposed to detain those kids if they were violating curfew, they were empty. They were empty. Because what they decided to do after they busted out the window in the van, they decided to just tell the kids. Remember, they said, we're going to suggest to the kids that they should go home. But they weren't arresting anybody. So really, there was no consequence for breaking curfew, right? For violating curfew. And it sounds like it's going to be the same thing this year. Mayor Scott did not mention actually arresting any of the bad actors. Same as last year. And they still have not mentioned taking dirt bikes off the streets. Now, remember, they had this issue in New York City not too long ago. And what did Mayor Eric Adams do? They pulled these kids over, took the dirt bikes, and they threw them in the landfill. Remember that? Yeah. They said, no, enough is enough. You're not going to ride around the city streets. It's dangerous. It puts everybody in danger. Not just those motorists on the streets, but you yourself, you juvenile. I'm sorry that your mom's never told you not to weave in and out of traffic on a dirt bike with no helmet, but I'm here to tell you that it's dangerous. And that's usually the problem in many cities, is the fact that these kids don't have guidance. They don't have anybody to tell them, look, you cannot do this. You cannot do that. The structure is not there. We learned more about the juvenile that killed Timothy Reynolds. Remember the motorist that got out of his car on Light and Conway? And the squeegee worker, he and the squeegee worker had some kind of, you know, beef. And the next thing you know, the squeegee worker ended up shooting and killing Timothy Reynolds right there at that intersection. Well, many of us had been saying leading up to that point that somebody was going to get killed and that Timothy Reynolds was, in fact, killed. And then they said, OK, we're going to do this youth engagement program where we kind of just, you know, help these kids out. And those that are on the streets, we'll try to offer them jobs. Well, when the mother of that juvenile came forward, if you recall, she said that her kid was out there since he was 7 years old, squeezing windows, running in and out of traffic. She said that he would leave the house before she got up in the morning and he would be gone all day. And then it got to the point where he was able to then take his little brother with him to go out there and squeegee windows with him as well. And so not one mention at any time, any point in time, this mother did the interviews. She never mentioned that she actually cared whether or not her kids were in school. She never mentioned that she cared whether or not her kids were playing in traffic. She never cared. She said, oh, yeah, he's like a little entrepreneur. Remember, he was saving up money to purchase an Airbnb for his birthday. He was 15 years old. Last time I checked, you can't purchase an Airbnb at 15 years old. But that never dawned on her. Because in her mind, and there are many mothers out there like this, they don't really care what it is that their sons, a lot of times their sons or daughters, are up to. As long as they're not in their hair getting, you know, on their nerves. And so these kids don't have the guidance. And so, yes, they get out in these streets and they act like animals. And I'm going to call them animals. And if you don't like that, I don't care. That's exactly how they're acting. There are kids out there that don't act like animals. There are kids out there that are scholars. But those kids that I saw in that video yesterday with those that family, obviously afraid, sitting at the stoplight as dirt bikes came over and everybody was surrounding them, that's a scary situation. And remember, many of these juveniles are the ones carjacking. Many of these juveniles have handguns on them. That's a scary situation when your car is surrounded by almost 50 dirt bikes. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I got Lori and Dundalk. Lori, did you want to weigh in?
Yes. You know, I loved having a summer job. My parents never had a car. I never saw Ocean City or any other places. And it's not my parents' fault. We were poor. And you know what? I'm poor now, so I'm glad I know how to live being poor, okay? But, you know, it starts, like you said, you got to have a freaking foundation. And the foundation is the parents. And if the parents didn't get it, or they grew up too quick, or the drugs and stuff, I mean, this is where it's all at. And it's a shame. It's an absolute shame. Because these young people don't know what they're missing. I walked 8.5 blocks to my church where I worked, and I walked 8.5 blocks back. I went into a lady's house who was arthritic. She made her own concoction up to do her furniture and stuff. I worked in a church feeding old people. I loved it. I loved it. Nowadays, if you know, you call feeding old people, oh my God, ran old them old people. No, you know what? They are worth. They have so much knowledge in them that we can never suck it up from them.
Yeah,
and it's just, you know, when you don't have much, if your parents teach you, thank God. I bought my clothes. My mother said you can spend so much, and then you need to help put money toward your new clothes. I got to have better clothes, Kim, than I would have had if I'd been home, you know, doing nothing all summer. I miss my mom, my dad, my whole family's dead, and I miss them. And there's no bringing back. And you know what, young people, you're screwing yourself. You are screwing yourself. I got to be a cop for a while. I'm a retired correction officer. I get, you know, a check, and I'm not running for the police. God bless you all. I hope somehow or another these young people can change it, because they're worth their self much more.
I agree with you, Lori. Thank you so much for calling in, as always. I appreciate you. And again, thank you for your service. And yeah, I mean, look, the parenting these days, it's totally different in so many areas. And, you know, of course, you do have some great parents out there providing guidance and making sure their kids, you know, stay on the right track. But unfortunately, you have, you know, a decent amount of parents that do not do that. And unfortunately, the rest of society ends up suffering because either they're out there committing crimes or they're depending on the system and, you know, they're not contributing members to society. And it's like, what do you do with this situation? It seems to be getting worse. All right, coming up next, I'll go ahead and I'll take our next caller. But I also want to talk to you about not only the question of the day, but Governor Wes Moore. Like I said, as the show began, he is 0-for-3 right now in trying to secure more jobs in Maryland.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. GoodFeet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Vacation starts with VA.
One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The European Union is already looking to retaliate. They're going to be one of our toughest customers. Remember, tariffs built Europe with the Marshall Plan after they started the war. Okay? We pulled their fat out of the fire. Now they're punishing us. They've been ripping us off for decades.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, wrapping up the conversation on youth summer engagement. In case you missed it, Mayor Brandon Scott did unveil his plan for this summer, and it is the exact same plan that he had last summer. Unfortunately, the plan last summer didn't work. So why would they do the same thing? I don't know. I really don't know. I got Alan Woodlawn. Al, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I didn't see you at the gun show. Well, your disguises must be getting better.
I'm really good.
I didn't see you at the gun show last week. You know? Oh, I think the only thing gave you away was when you put on your mega baseball cap. You know,
yeah.
I think I gave you away. Hey, Kim, look, I'm going to be brief. First of all, you got kids having kids. That's not helping at all, you know, with the situation. And not only in Baltimore, but in this country.
Yeah.
And Kim, I just think it's really sad. In this day and age of computers and tablets and smartphones and the technology we have, you have to find something for kids to do during the summer, something for them to do. I mean, Kim, I'll be 72 next month, and I can remember my father used to work at Bethlehem Steel. He used to get 13 weeks vacation every year, Kim. Of course, he'd take it during the summer. One time I told him, he said, what's wrong with you? I said, I don't have nothing to do. He said, nothing to do. He said, see those 1964 World Book encyclopedias I just bought you? I said, yes. Start with A and go to Z. Kim, I never had any idle times on my hand when he was on vacation after that. I always had something to do.
Yeah.
I mean, my mother died when I was 15. She told me there's going to be times when I'm not going to be with you and you're going to have to make the right decision. Did I get teased a lot because when my buddies were going to do something and I said, I got to go home? Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to start holding these parents responsible. I mean, it's only going to get worse. And when I hear them say, we got to open up rec centers, we got to have cookouts, we got to have bowling alleys. I mean, here's my plan for the summer. You act up, you're going to jail. That's my plan.
Yeah.
Simple as that, Kim.
Yeah, that's the plan we need.
Kim, you take it easy, you know, and I know your little angel still got a halo on. You know, I know she's keeping it straight every day,
Olivia. Brian, the producer, just made a face. He's
take after her mother.
Yeah.
See you later, Kim. Be safe.
Thank you, Al. All right, too. Have a good one. Yeah, Olivia's something else, man. Today, you know, they did a school field trip this morning. So she got up extra early because she gets to, you know, they were able to go and wear whatever they want to because they were going to a nature center. So she gets up and she's like humming, la, 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 you know. I'm like, what are you so happy about this morning? She's like, it's field trip day. And she's excited. This is what, you know, it's so cute when they're that age. It's so innocent. But she was so excited because they get to ride on a bus to go to the nature center. And so she's, you know, she's at a private school, so they don't ride buses, but they get excited to ride on the bus, you know. It's so cute. I'm like, man, to be 8 years old again, what is that like? Coming up next, we still have a lot to talk about today. We really do. ABC did interview President Trump right in the Oval Office. And I tell you what, the ABC interview was pretty crazy. It got ridiculous at one point in time, talking about Kilmer Garcia down in El Salvador. But I also wanted to talk about the moment they were talking about the reputation of America, because the interviewer did ask President Trump about that, because the interviewer believes that the reputation of this country has gone down under President Trump. And so when we get back, we'll play that sound for you. I also still want to talk about Governor Westmore and the fact that he is 0-for-3 at this point in securing more job opportunities in the state of Maryland. This is a problem. This is a huge problem. And I know some people will say, oh, well, you know, President Trump cut those federal jobs and there are some people out of a job. But when you have a governor, an executive here in the state that can't bring in job opportunities at all, right? Corporations don't want to come. The taxes and the fees are high. There's lots of obstacles for those that want to start a business. The regulations, the permits, these are issues that we have and will continue to have. And I have some sound from Senator Justin Reedy, where he posted on his social media yesterday and telling us more about quantum computing. So you're going to hear what the senator had to say. We've got all that and more coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland.